This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As you know, because we're all about inspiring and aspiring, I have someone on the show who's going to help us to do just that. So today's guest, okay, let me get ready because we know, you know how we welcome all our guests on the show. So today's guest, Kamalake, is Okula Sande Nxumalo, who is a Rosebank college student studying IT, and he's also an entrepreneur of two companies. So this is how we always introduce everybody on the show. Welcome. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you very much. I must say I'm impressed by your voice.
Really? Yeah, okay, let me fix this because now I can't see you. Okay, cool.
Thank you very much.
Just come a little bit this side because, you know, I want to make eye contact a little bit that side. Yeah.
Good.
We're good. Thank you so much. I appreciate the compliment.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, I guess. But you chose me, thank you.
Because you're special.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Great time. First time on radio, by the way.
Really?
So I think I'll give you guys a shout out to whoever I call. My first time on radio was MUT.
Yes! We love that. We absolutely love that. And, okay, ngithe, kula sande nxumalo, zithini zithakazelo zakwaNxumalo? I don't know, so I want to hear from you.
You don't know Zulu.
I do know Zulu, but like, because I'm not Zulu, I don't know every style of the Zulu. God, let's say it's right.
So, you're showing that you're a man, you're a kitchen.
What? Really?
No, would you believe me if I said that?
I ain't get it.
Okay, it's a little bit of a man. I think batlukile uNxumalo, so nami ngizoshengizaziyo ngizazi bayongisiza abadala, but thina sozwide kalanga omkhathi esidinani samaphiso singaphiso sokuphisa indaba oso maphunga osidinani. Yeah.
Yay! Ayiqedwa and
ngiyoshonila ngamasi.
Dude, waze iningi.
Useziningi kakhulu?
Hayi, buze iningi. Abanye bethu only know 3.
Nasi lezi ngibizwa ngazo. Abafani.
Hayi ke, angazihlamba abanye ke mina ke. Yabo, ngeke ngithi ngibizwa ngazo abafani. Okay, so it seems like ukuthi umuntu oyaziyo kahle imvelaphi yakhe, which is very important, yabo. Speaking of imvelaphi yakho, you're the oldest son of the family of how many ladies, Konje?
My father was the oldest.
Not the oldest, the only son. The only son?
Yes, on four, only family, abantu abawu four, so baba uyena yet.
Wow, so you were surrounded by a lot of moms.
Yeah, umndeni wasekhaya abasazane kakhulu. And mina, I'm the oldest, and sekukhona abayi two abakhona. There's uJuna, there's uQhawe.
Oh, wow, you're the oldest son.
Oldest son, yes. There's always who follows me.
Oh, wow, that's cool. So tell me, right? Yeah, well, so, Gashe, you were like the man of the house whenever your dad wasn't around. Yeah. Come on, I'm sure you were like. Don't be modest. Yes, how? Meaning,
yeah. I think.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like ngisho ngifikile I'd rather go ngithatha isikhindi ngiyodlala phandle compared to just ngithi ngihlale dining room. Hey, let's eat.
Yeah. I can agree with that, even though I never grew up with you and you're not my sibling. But because like I'm someone who's very big on energies, hey? So I sensed your aura with you, a very humble person.
Thank you very much.
So when you say that,
I think we told wrong.
Yeah. So how did it feel growing up, being the oldest? I'm the oldest in my family, and I know most of the time you have to be a sibling and a parent. So was it the same for you?
Okay, for me, my parents are still around 100% of the time. So the being parent part, I think I kukangawa, but I would say it's being the influence part.
Yeah, being the role model.
Yes. I think that's. As umuntu ungamfundisa unganakile, so by just ukumuvuka ekuseni unkosha amahlamvu phandle,
yeah,
then umfana wakini omncane will see, awukazi umtshele, will see ukuthi every time before uhamba you'd go uthatha amahlamvu, ngisho kuthiwa u-10 wathathe, abanye bathi amacembe wathathe wafaka emgqumeni. That was the role mina engicabanga ukuthi ke was being parental if ukuthi kanjalo.
Yeah,
but being a I think ukuba umuntu omdala ukuhamba ukukhuluma ke okay like ubatshela ubayale nanani. I've never gotten that chance now because I think ngisayazi.
But rather what I'm sensing from what you're telling me is that you exhibited behavior that showed ukuthi you are a leader. And then they picked off from that rather than saying, hey, ngimdala kunani, you must do this.
Na manje they're still learning because me ngifika ngiyakwazi ukuthi mina ngikholelwa ukuthi umuntu umfundisa every time umunaye you get to change
umuntu
like njengamanje I can go ngibuye kuwena ngibuye ngikunikeza another side of me that you did not know and ukholelwe lelo side.
Yeah, true, hey, because we're like onions, hey, there's so many layers to us.
Ngakukhulu and kunzima ukuthi wazi wonke.
Very true, very true. Because not just basing as also there's another side of Azabolontole, you learn as you go. So would you then say would in hindsight, Nxumalo, that's where you first exhibited or learned your leadership skills? Because you did say, kuthi, your siblings babukela kuwena. You don't tell them things, but they just see from your behavior, from indlela oyiphatha ngayo. Because you know, kids are very smart, hey.
Cool. Okay, mina but the leadership side, I think. Even each and every time I'm in Pamgwa band, it's like, mina, there was a quote I recently heard by Nisitin in my head, be a leader wherever you are.
Yeah.
I wanna, you can go in the band, be mille in the
end. Yeah.
Now, band, be mille in the end. The corny tool, they're just waiting for Mundo to Ningashala pants.
Wow.
Exactly by Bonnie tool. So, yeah. I feel like, mini leadership, I'm very young in the line, girl, cone. I would to go to a place where since cutting it.
And relax and not,
then, yeah. Of reality, hey, cool. Automatically saying leadership.
So good leadership.
So that's how I'm asking the new. And then,
That's very true. And also, since you're saying that, I wanted to ask, do you think, in your own opinion, umuntu uyafunda ukuba leader, or do you think intazalwa nayo?
They are born leaders, but ngokwami bakhona abazalwayo. Ngikholelwa ukuthi abolo uzalelwe ukuba yilenda. Abanye they are forced by situation.
Yeah. Abanye you see it in them even before they even see it. Ukuthi ba leader.
Kakhulu. That's why nami ngeke ngiyuze umuntu ethi no, why wena uhlele emumva kanjalo engabe usiza la? Like that's
why
I'm just isibukeli lana manje.
Abazalwe bembethe.
Bakhona mfethu abanye, babanye baforswa izimo. We grow up sole ukuthi besekhaya kaye right yonke into kuvele kushona abazali, sesele nama siblings sekuphoqa ukuthi ebe leader ekhaya. Then isimo sakho sigcine. So uthi lowo muntu uyokutshela ukuthi nimbone i-great leader nina la eThekwini kanti anazi ukuthi back then kade engayiluthi engayiboni naye. Because of i-situation yamforce ukuthi igcine ekwazi ukuba lapha. So
Yeah, Bakon, and you're one of them. I believe you're one of them. But anyways, I say call up. Umbara was a pay. So let's talk about Richards Bay. Was a pay.
Yeah, I'm banging.
To be specific. Oh, okay. So guys, well, is there like a difference? Isn't like Empangeni? Is
there's
it not?
There's a I think 21 kilometer difference.
Really?
21 or 15 somewhere there. Yeah.
Okay. So, I wouldn't know.
Mogwe mali 20 rand ukuyakhona. Just to, I feel like imali highlighted ukuthi 20 rand, 21 rand somewhere lapho.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god. So we're getting to know Nxumalo and we're unpacking ukuthi kahle kahle who is Ukhula Sande Nxumalo, and it's hashtag Making Moves Monday, a segment where on the show it's mainly aimed at inspiring and also aspiring. Mina ngiyazi ukuthi wena specifically, right? Gukona this quote oyithandayo ethi build early, fail cheap. Now when I saw this, I was like, okay, what does this really mean? You know? So can you unpack this for us? For someone else much like myself who doesn't really understand it. Yeah.
Okay. It says build early, fail cheap. Fail early, fail cheap.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. Yeah. So I feel like it has a gotwa. Ukuthi ngikunderstandise say wona mfethu thina the youth of manje
yeah
opportunities amaningi
true very true
so, Mina, my father, I don't think he has been on radio, and I'm on radio at the age of 21.
Exactly.
Because I knew someone over Zoom, and then I'm here now.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for Leon. So, mina ngikholwa ukuthi thina mfethu ziningi izinto that we can do ngendlela esiphila ngayo nangabantu abasurroundile with abazala abazalile. Like ekoleni, there are people abafunda mahala who doesn't pay expense. That's an opportunity, mina ngikholwa.
Yes.
So, lokho, don't focus on one thing. That's what I always say.
Mm.
And on Leon to lay, build. Mina honestly, the time is now, babe.
The time is now.
I'm sorry to say this. Oh, so the time is now. Fund, hamba uzofunda khona. There's a issue sezulu sithi kufundelwe entombini. So leso siyachaza ngeke lokho ngisichaze. So whatever you believe in njengamanje izambe. Because if uzothi ngizolinda ngibe nemali, akekho umuntu onemali emhlabeni ngokusho kwakhe. No one says mina I'm 100% rich. Lo muntu onemali usay investor showing ukuthi usafisa ukuba nenye imali.
Yeah.
So if leyo nto ukholelwa kuyona njengamanje, zama ama chances ukuthi uyizame ufail. You can start a YouTube channel ibe na 4 subscribers ufail, alright, show. Next year uyizame ibe na 6 ufail, show. By the time uyizame usuyazi ukuthi YouTube if I press this button lizongisa phi. Compared to umuntu ozothi I want to start a YouTube channel ngivloge sengina 30, uzivlogelana una 30. By the time una 30 usubuza ingane na 16 ukuthi how do you start a channel?
Yeah.
So by building early we are failure. You fail a cheap, you don't have anything much to lose compared to umuntu ozothi uyaqala into investor in a 30 ethi uqala ukwenza radio station in a 30 only to find out ukuthi frequency yabiza or ini yabiza.
Yeah.
And then you fail.
Yo, that's so powerful. That is very, very powerful. Yazi Nxumalo, I really attest to that because Tina, the generation of now, intengi bonayo esinayo is we're brave. Like we'll go in. Okay, it's fine if like I don't get it right, but I'm gonna go in. You know, we're brave enough to go after our dreams because you see it. There's so many young people that are living their dreams, that are going after their dreams. So we really have no excuse.
Yeah, any into that you must know, Tina, is youth, guys. Passion doesn't pay the bills. Let's stop lento yokuthi just because I wanna be a soccer player, just focus on Leon kuphela.
Yeah.
There are other things out there. And ziningi, ziningi. I mean, I always say, mfethu, no matter how small your business is, I'm proud ukuthi uliqalile lo business. Because just like you said, braveness, ain't just not.
Yeah.
Like young into thina, hayi, adlali nengane. Wonke umuntu to go to ekhaya uthi afika, ha, kunomuntu one radio station endlini yakhe.
Yay.
Akanidaba ukuthi lalelo ubani, but because isendlini yakhe iqalo yena is proud of Leon.
Yabona nje. That's the spirit, guys. That's the spirit. So back to you. You've got two companies, one being Zwide Multimedia, the other being Shoe Dogs. Interesting name, by the way. Okay, before we carry on, I want to know about that. Shoe Dogs?
Shoe Dogs is basically
Clinic Katula. Yeah. Clinic Katula. Oh, is it? Just Clinic
Katula, basically. Yeah. Shoe Dogs was a name given to Lumdwan Kalu Knight, by the way. So, he called himself Shoe Dog. Yeah, so we just took the name, so I call it like that. But Salsa Atta Ekam.
Yeah. Okay, that's really, really dope. Yes, it wasn't very original, but like, who would have thought of that? That's smart.
Nakon just sends a gago. That's what we're seeking. 50 rand prize.
Okay. Ngale suskat noma per month.
Like, what do you mean per month?
Like, let's say I want to send you a collection of my shoes. Bring them whenever I need them.
Yo, I mean, I'm a person who doesn't put money first, so I would wash your shoes, manje, and then whenever you come and collect.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Unobuntu. So you've obtained all of this at this stage of your life. As you said so yourself, you're 21 years of age. I think that's incredible. It really does show what you go by the motto, what you need to build early. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the Zwide Multimedia company. What does it entail exactly?
According to me, Zwide Multimedia is a umbrella company. Many would say it's a company shoots high. Yeah. That's what we doing right now. Woman.
Yeah, photography.
Yes, photography. Yeah, cinematography. Young in. But mina, I want to call it, I want to say, to those who did not know, but Zuda Multimedia is an umbrella company.
Oh.
I think I, so, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, Multimedia FC. I'm going to say, Multimedia FC radio station.
Yeah.
Just know that the name is the umbrella.
Yeah, of everything else that you're doing.
And Enfazo Gwenzo.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I like that. I like your determination.
Thank you very much.
I'm hoping that you've registered these companies, by the way.
Yeah, they are 100%.
That's good. So tell us a little bit about them. Like, when did you actually open the company? And what actually drove you to make that decision? Because you're still a student and you're young. We know, but see, the only reason why they run to entrepreneurship is because they're unemployed and they're like, okay, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
But with you, like, dude, it's interesting to know that you already have a company, you're still studying. Tell us, what drove you to make this decision?
So okay, the Zuda Multimedia part, I love to put it malamu ever, yabo. So if you have kula nqimalo radio, yabo. So I took the Multimedia, designed the logo, ngiyihlalele.
Yeah.
Ngaze ngawuphrinta ngishiye igibha ngaqala ukuyigqoka. Apha ngisile kufika umngane wami ethi kumina isenjita yazi trademark 99. What if there is really a company to use with the Multimedia?
Yo, really?
And then we went sahamba sa research and found out ukuthi ayikho company to use with the Multimedia. When sisahlala phansi sal register laqhubeka ibusiness. And then after that, that's when we decided to go to okay. Kuzongena ini ngaphansi kwezi.
Oh, since you said it's an umbrella company. Yes. Okay.
Then ke luckily mina ke my personal note meqala into abantu befuna ukusebenza naye. Then business started booming by ukushoot, which is what we are currently doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ibona kwenzakalayo ke ibona okusahamba phambili. You know what they say, business can go well until ukuthi wena grow.
Yeah.
I mean, I need to automatically when I say business is going well, you think
how nemal.
Yo, imali e business le, business can have a bank lalo can have 20,000.
But when na
u capital ku no 7 rand.
Oh yes, because you take all that money we say business in.
We business like handle imali, that's not your money.
Yeah. I think it's not your money if you're someone like you who's smart enough to separate the two, because abanye abantu they struggling with that.
But that's not imali yakho up until the business elikwazi ukuyisebenza ungekho.
Oh wow.
So njengamanje ngoba ngila,
yeah,
this is the Multimedia meal.
Yeah.
And if I was to take leyo mali ngizoyidla nawe la MC radio asihlale phansi idle le mali.
Which we would love, of course.
Business imile lapha. By the time ngithathi lentuzana imoto ngiphendule emumva, business alisenamali.
Yo.
Back to square one. When ufuna ukungiqasha usempumalanga, how do I get to Mpumalanga?
Yo. It's true.
So apha ngithile ukwazi ukuyimela ibusiness lakho without wena ukuthi ube khona. Then I believe kuse singaqala la isikhuphudleke.
That's very smart. Yes. I've never heard umuntu actually say that. I'm also being schooled myself because I don't know that much about business. Speaking of which, what are your aspirations in the business industry? Like in the business spectrum, in the entrepreneurship spectrum? Because it seems like you're very knowledged up about this. So I'm wondering, Wuti, what are your aspirations? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Okay. I don't believe we're going to be cool in terms of business.
That's
why I surround myself with friends who are good in business.
Who are at a higher level.
Yes, higher. That's why everywhere I go, I make a friend just because you say in a company. Then I want to know what does your company have that I don't. And then let me get that. In the CK, let me get that.
Yeah.
So by having young Leon Dole, you get to see there are no jobs guaranteed to us. I'm finishing school next year. There's no job guaranteed to me. There's a person who graduated this year who did the same course as the car and a man. And that's not my wish. Of course. As much as at least you are able to
Because
I'm asking you to tell you to tell you to tell you to
It's hard.
That's exactly what I just try. Guys, just start something, man. You might never know. You might just go and register your business. 775 rand, register business lako, uhlale phansi. Some other days kuyofika la izinsuku ezimnyama khona, and only to find out ukuthi you have a registered business elingasebenza, because organizations abasebenzi ngomlomo. Organization ngeke iziqashe la ukuthi uzoshuthi ikhokhele ka Capitec. That's the thing. You can be the best whatever you do la wenza khona. Ungaba neimoto, uharishise ngeimoto, ube neimoto ezu 100. Lezo imoto ukhumbule ukuthi izoqashwa yimina ofuna ukuyoshada ngazo lezo imoto. Ngeke MUT iqashe lezo imoto, because they will not pay kwa Capitec. They will have to pay kwa business account, wherever you have a business account.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I always emphasize entrepreneurship in a face. Like no me go pila ukona, just try young in. But when I used to sell my tax school in 150, kota ngapande issue is done. Mina ngwa tax 150, so you have no choice but to sell them.
But to sell them.
Yeah, and now you have no choice but to buy them. Because zola ulambile lana yani ni break 111.
Yeah.
Sabo. Na yung tayo luto 150, ah bizo grad show. 2 minutes later, we are booze. So, entrepreneurship is key.
But you're a smart thinker. That's what I like about you. So, lastly, if somebody, there was like an investor here in studio, or maybe they're listening right now on air, and you were given 60 seconds to explain to them, Uguti, why do you deserve for them to invest in your company, Ungatin? Your 60 seconds starts now.
Okay. First of all, the reason why I would say invest in me in general mind is because I would guarantee that you'd have each and every cent that you put in me.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I would even come and show you the bookings that I have, showing that in 2 bookings I would have made what you've invested in me, probably. Showing ukuthi njengamanje, I'm at a point where I need investors more than anything in my business. So your help would really help abanye abantu la ngaphandle, and help me in terms of the quality, because quality is what I deal with every day. And as I said, I work with organizations a lot, and organizations pay. And by organizations paying, it means my business is growing. And my business is growing means your investment is not going to waste.
Okay, well done. You did well. Okay, I put you on the spot there, but I really like the fact that you went in the deep end. I threw you there, and I was like, dude, we mean business. Yeah, we mean business. And Pella, you never know. So you must always be ready for an opportunity. That's what I live by. Which you must always be ready for an opportunity.
You might never know. Maybe the real investor is listening.
Exactly. Yeah, we're like, so we must always be ready.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
It's hashtag Making Moves Monday, and I want to know, what moves are you making for today, for this week? Besides the fact that you're here, of course, that's the move that you're making.
What moves am I making?
This week, what do you have planned, Njie?
This week is 21st. Okay, 21st.
Yeah.
This is MUT 25th. I am doing an event. 26th. I also have an event. I'm booked.
So ooh, we're booked and busy.
We booked and busy. That's so groove. So it's born in
January. Wow. Okay. Some people mean business. Gempela.
So zamaga cool. We believe we're going to December way too low, yabo.
Yeah. So December seventh.
If some of the sisters are going to see Mali yogyo when they pray, then
some of the sisters are just feeling as well as the egg.
As well as the egg. Up until you go as we cooler. Some been so when they pray was. It's on me, young kid. Then when you know, good time. I'm gonna get up. I December 7. Wow. Must have seen. I'm speaking not to understand in a cooler box. I want a cooler box. So that's the motto. I go. Ah, if it's number 7, that's the motto.
Yes, 7.
I'm gonna show you. We'll cement it, build it.
Oh wow.
Hello, Ben. Like we'll cement. Like who's the dog? Fella, man. Just go, like.
I'm just going to meet the guys who show you. So, where can people follow you on social media? Should it be that they want to book you, or they just want to connect with you away from here?
So, Mina, I think like saying, look at I've always wanted to be as Lombuzo, man.
Really?
So, what does it mean? I'm cooler Ngumalo everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. Cooler Ngumalo. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you go. Kula Nqumalo. Indeed, what's this LinkedIn, wherever you go, it's Kula Nqumalo. Email is kulanqumalo2@gmail.com. If you want to connect with the business, it's Zwide Multimedia. Same thing everywhere.
Everywhere.
Zwide Multimedia, nothing. Just Kula Nqumalo, Zwide Multimedia. Email is kulanqumalo2@gmail.com, Zwide Multimedia 21@gmail.com.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.